This is AI on Tech. My name is Stacy Wade. Episode number 3 is here. Today's episode is titled, How to Get a Job as a Game Designer. We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors. Podbot.ai. Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence. My friends and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts. Step 2? Question mark. Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life. Okay, let's get to it. Your personal interests, passions and employment goals will determine whether a video game design training program is right for you and whether you are hired for the job you want. Game design training focuses on a wide range of topics, from game development to game marketing and marketing management to business development. Game designers combine creativity, technical skills and a passion for games to create game-changing experiences. Look for a video game designer training program and it will help you to be hired as a video game designer. The most popular video game design programs in the United States and around the world include, Game Design Academy, Game School of America, Games Workshop and Game Development Academy. The video game design labor market offers a wealth of opportunities depending on interests and employment objectives. If you love games and are interested in learning more about the technical aspects of game development and the design process of video games, then video game designers are the career path for you. Due to the competitive nature of the company, it is wise to enter the industry as early as possible to develop your skills and portfolio. Employment of video game designers has soared by 30% in the last decade, making it the fastest growing career in America. While video game designers can forget jobs and internships in the industry, they can enter the industry with a solid resume and a strong resume. This will not only help you to secure work, but also to advance your career as a game designer in the future and in other industries. The video game industry can be a challenge for both designers and developers. Video game designers may find employment as full-time employees, but some studios' business models are based on independent contractors, and designers should be prepared to work in this way. For aspiring video game developers, studying computer science is a good way to acquire advanced knowledge in the fields of computer technology and programming. Opportunities as a video game tester often have multiple applicants, and a degree in a related field such as computer programming or computer technology helps you stand out from many applicants. By choosing a good education, preferably with an emphasis on learning from experience, you can build the skills you need to boost your career. Video game testers are people who work for video game companies to ensure that games are free of errors, glitches, and other problems. Despite the title of the task, this is a task that helps developers minimize the number of problems users will face before a game is released to the public. The job of a video game tester is to actually play the game and fix problems before it breaks. Game testers are generally trained in something related to software, related fields such as computer science, computer engineering, or computer programming. If you are interested in a job as a game designer, game developer or game engineer, there are a few ways you can increase your chances of getting a job with video game testers. This educational path will show how programs and programming come together to make an application work in the real world in a real environment. You will also learn why certain programs behave the way they do, and how to design applications from scratch. Gathering experience in video game development can help a designer get a foot in the door. While you're fast becoming a video game designer, a college degree in certain disciplines can open doors for you in larger studios. Getting a job in quality assurance as a game tester is a great opportunity to get to know the industry, learn about the game development process and make new contacts. Making video games great, even if they have flaws or shortcomings, is necessary to design new games. Once you do, make sure you keep yourself trained and keep playing until you can continue with the design. If you already have experience as a game programmer or artist, you can use the UK Games Map to find out if there are game companies. If you're skeptical, take a look at the various degrees that could get you a job in game design. Look for entry-level roles, and if the industry gets in the way of your game designs, look elsewhere. Even if you have never made a video game, you can still apply for jobs in game studios. Many jobs are not directly related to game production, but it takes a variety of jobs to run a successful gaming studio. Brian Gish was working as a database engineer. when he got his first job in the game design industry. While game designers are usually a clearly defined task, you can get involved in both the art and programming elements. As a game designer, you may be working on a movie-based game, but you can also imagine the design and work as part of a multidisciplinary team that includes programmers, art directors, game artists, and other game design professionals. Episode 3 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Stacy Wade. Adios.